be able to have more balance inside-outside this year with you and Joel getting a little bit more minutes and you guys were able to shoot pretty well last year?
That's definitely one of our goals. Coach has talked to us both about being able to knock down those shots from the outside, and him talking to us about improving those things and getting better and shooting a better percentage from the outside. So I think that's something that we can bring to the table and be a little bit better at this year than we were last year.
So who's better this year? Is it you or Joel that shoot from the outside?
I don't know. Joel shoots it extremely well. I'm not going to say which one of us are better. I think we both have our days.
I wanted to ask, I know you're still shooting hands, and I'm not going to ask you about that, but if you shot really well last season, what does that do for your confidence going into the season?
I think it gave me a lot of confidence. And like I said, coaches talk to me about it and improving it and making it even better. So, like I said, the confidence that I got from him and the rest of my staff and my teammates and making that switch and seeing it being me having some success in doing that was good for me. And I think it just gave me a lot of confidence going into this season. So I'm really excited about this season.
Okay.
When you go back toward the end of last year, your playing time dropped for a while. Then the Arkansas game, you were inserted, you produced, you played like 21, 22 minutes that game. And then the playing time went down sort of the last couple of games to finish up, I guess, one more game, yeah, Wisconsin. When you look back on that stretch, what did you learn about yourself?
I learned that being ready for whenever coach is going to call my number is very important because, like you said, in the Arkansas game, I played a lot more, and I think I was ready, and I think that was big for our team in the tournament. So I just feel like that's always the key. All of us have to be ready at all times because we never know when our number's going to be called. And I think I can help that myself by doing a lot better job in guarding the ball. That was one of the things that we lacked a lot last year as far as our defensive principles. And I think that's something that I have improved on over the summer. And I'm looking to do a better job at that this year.
Is that one of the reasons your minutes declined during that stretch?
I think that was something that I didn't do well towards the end of the season. So I think that could be a reason behind that.
What's the off-season workouts been like, different maybe this season than season before?
Well, as far as the weight room, Jonas has us doing a lot of different things every summer, just so things don't get too repetitive. But I'm just always working on the same thing. We always want to make sure our legs are strong, and we have a strong core for, like, the season so that we can endure the lengthy season that we play. And, I think that's been good for us. And as far as working out, it's pretty much the same routine. We'll play pickup. Everyone will do their own individual stuff, and we just work on the things that coaches talk to us about improving on.
Conditioning hasn't been any harder or different than previous?
Conditioning, I don't know. Last year was pretty tough.
Okay.
I think it was hard this year. We had one conditioning day in particular where we did a circuit and some other things. And that really tested everyone's mindset and how strong we were mentally, but we got through it. So I think that was a good test for us going into the season.
What in particular have you worked on in offseason, you as a player, to get better at?
One of the things is guarding the ball. I think I can do a lot better job at keeping the ball in front of me at all times and just not getting lazy. Finishing at the rim, being able to finish over bigs or stop and pull up, maybe go to my floaters. I feel like it's another thing that I've worked on. And just improving my shot, that's a big thing for me. And limiting my turnovers. So having a high assist turnover ratio is big for me, especially me being a point guard here at the University of North Carolina.